This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Mauricio says, Big O, can you imagine if we go to the draft party in Cleveland and we make it to at least the AFC Championship game with Tua? That would be a great season. I know, huh? Just think about this. If you just make the playoffs this year, okay, I know AFC Championship game is a lot, but just the playoffs this year, in your second year of a complete tear-down rebuild, and then you're going to the draft with 4,000 picks, are you kidding me, bro?
Who does this remind you of?
Are you kidding me?
Remember Patriots winning Super Bowls, and they've got 5 picks in the first 60 or whatever, right?
Yeah, but the only difference is these guys are drafting better than Bill Belichick.
Awesome point.
Okay. These guys draft better than Bill. Bill actually is a mediocre drafter. I know he got Tom Brady in the 6th round. How many times are we going to do that one? But you watch him. He screws up in the draft a lot. Where Bill makes up for it is in free agency. He picks up people from other teams, and then he finds a role for them there. But drafting, he makes a lot of mistakes. Go back and look at the drafts. You'll see a lot of mistakes in the drafts.
His free agent moves, the guys have high football IQs.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and they're interchangeable pieces. They gets everything out of them.
In that sense, he's very Shula-like because Shula demands intelligence. And Belichick also demands intelligence. Brian Flores demands intelligence. It's not a trait that's necessarily required on all teams. Sometimes they'll take a guy that's super talented and he's a freaking knucklehead. And then there are those teams that are like, yeah, he's really talented, but dude, he's a knucklehead. Knuckleheads are knuckleheads. And so that it all depends. But that's the thing. You're going to Cleveland with all those picks. And if you do get into the playoffs by some miracle this year, and you have people that know what the hell they're doing draft-wise, that's some scary-ass stuff, dude. Great for us. Scary for the Jets, the Bills, and the Patriots.